3. Hey, it is a Saturday afternoon and nothing better than maybe a Bloody Mary and trying out this Tahoe Blue Vodka. Tahoe Blue Vodka. Absolutely. Check it out at BevMo, Total, and Safeway stores and more. Distilled in the Bay Area, then bottled in Reno using Tahoe water. Gluten-free. And it is terrific. We've tried it here, and we like it. Local, local, local. Why drink Texas vodka? And you know what I mean by that. So Tahoe Blue Vodka, check it out. All right, let's go down to the Valley of the Sun and bring in Kerry Crowley, who covers the Giants for the Bay Area News Group and the San Jose Mercury News. And Kerry, how are you?
I'm excellent, Marty. Battling the heat right now, but, you know, that's what you come to expect in Arizona.
Yeah, what's the outside heat today? What's the temperature there?
It's 112 degrees in Arizona today. It really doesn't take an expert to figure out why the housing market in San Francisco and the Bay Area in general is so inflated. All it takes is a visit to Phoenix.
I know. Well, I like it when I get there in October or November until April. It's pretty good. But believe me, I know what you mean. You're having a great year. I want to tell you that, following in some footsteps of other great rookies of the year who've gone on to great heights in this job. So I appreciate your time. I really do.
Well, I thank you, Marty. Thank you for always having me on. I love talking Giants with you on the show. And, you know, there's been so many great Giants beat writers to come through and just trying to live up to the standard that they've set.
Yeah, no, we've started off many careers on this one. So we appreciate careers in radio and television. Let me put it that way. So we appreciate having you on. All right. First issue is Buster Posey. And again, and I don't know how he survived so many years of getting those shots in the mask, but last night he got one, felt a little lightheaded, and they took him out of the game. Any updates on Buster Posey?
We won't know until we meet with Bruce Bochy today whether they decide to put Posey on the 7-day concussion disabled list. But Bochy did say last night that they're going to err on the side of caution. And when you saw him get to first base, he immediately said he wasn't feeling well, had to come off the field. And to me, I don't think you can avoid a trip to the disabled list here. It just the Giants have seen how concussions impact players. They've had Joe Panic, Brandon Belt this season. Mac Williamson had one. And Posey's a guy you can't mess around with. He had one last year in April, and they need to be extremely cautious here because the future of the franchise is at stake when you're talking Buster Posey.
Well, Nick Hundley can catch. We know that, and he's got some power, even though he's really struggled lately. But who becomes the backup? I mean, if Posey does get DL for that 7 days, I imagine they've got to bring somebody up. Who do they bring up?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, and it's interesting because the franchise released Ryan Hannigan from his AAA contract last week. He was the former Reds catcher. Not sure why they did that or what Hannigan's motive was, if there was any on his part, but so they've got Aramis Garcia, the double-A prospect. He's the only other catcher on the 40-man roster. But if they wanted to bring up Trevor Brown, the current triple-A catcher, they'd have to clear a spot for him on the 40-man roster. And they can do that by moving Johnny Cueto or Pablo Sandoval, who are both out with season-ending injuries, to the 60-day disabled list. So they could bring Brown up. And I think that as long as they have some room under the luxury tax threshold, we'll probably see him.
Ah, okay. All right. So we'll find out more about 2:45 and follow Kerry on Twitter, KO_Crowley. I'm sure you'll have an update as soon as Bochy gives it to you. What a week for the Giants, Kerry. And, you know, we've talked, you and I, each week of the season. Cueto, Tommy John surgery, Sandoval, hamstring surgery. 4 wins in a row. Stratton, 5 runs in the first last night. He gives up a hit to the pitcher. My God, an 0-2 pitch that sinks the game, really. What a week for the Giants.
Yeah, it was a fascinating week, and it started off with that win over the Brewers on Sunday, a game they absolutely had to have, and they carried over the momentum, beat the Padres twice in extra innings, and they made it look extremely difficult to defeat a last-place team, but they got the job done. The win streak continues on Thursday night in the Battle of Aces. They win a game that Zach Greinke pitched, and the D-backs don't lose when Greinke pitches, and Bumgarner wasn't excellent, but he was good enough, and, you know, all these wins pile up and they start to get on this roll, but then they lose last night. Chris Stratton goes out and, you know, gives the Giants the outing that they absolutely hope to avoid. And so they're kind of back to that starting ground. The Dodgers did lose. It's still a 5-game deficit in the National League West. And, it's a mode where Andy Baggerly wrote yesterday they need to get birdies and maybe an eagle to start advancing in this division. And I think he's absolutely right about that.
Yeah, you know, I said this earlier. We have a different language when we get to August. The language always begins with, where are you in the loss column? And frankly, the Giants in the loss column are 55 losses. Rockies are 51. Dodgers are 50. And the Diamondbacks are 50. Now, they played 111 games. They've got 51 games to go. It is clearly, clearly doable in the baseball world that we've lived with since baseball became a sport that you can make up that kind of ground. Do you have the team to do it? That's another story. But there's plenty of games, and the loss column is still very, very close. All right, part of the fallout from last night is, and Bochy said it after the game, and you sort of fill in for me, but one pitcher goes, maybe two today. What does he mean by that?
Yeah, so I would anticipate Chris Stratton will be optioned to AAA Sacramento. If they do decide to keep Stratton around, they'll have him moving forward in a bullpen role over the next few days just because they are short on arms. So expect Pierce Johnson to be called up. They held him back last night. He hasn't pitched since August 1st for AAA Sacramento. So Pierce Johnson will be one of the arms. And then we're trying to figure out the other one, throwing some names out last night. And they won't necessarily have a second pitcher come up. But if they do, the guess would be either Josh Osich or Tyler Rogers, the submarine-style pitcher who has yet to receive his first major league call-up. He's had two excellent all-star campaigns for the Rivercats over the past two seasons. And at some point, the Giants need to look at Tyler Rogers because another team will come in the offseason, get him through a Rule 5 draft choice. So if they want to look at Rogers, now would be a good time to do so.
Boy, very good. So Tyler Rogers is a possibility. The Giants are interesting. As I say, in August, I look at the loss column first. That's the first thing I do. The second thing, the old adage I like to say is, the dog days are here. Although with the expanded schedule a little bit, you got a few more off days. It's not quite as dramatic. But you get a game where the hitters crush you. And in August, you see those games. God, the Dodgers scored 21. Texas scored 18. You see these games. All the Giants, had a big five-run inning for them. It's huge. The hitters really hit. And the pitchers really slow down a little bit. And what I like to say is young hitters, young players are needed in August. Now, with that said, how good is Austin Slater right now? Hanson right now? Duggar right now? I guess Darno is a little bit older than I'd like to consider. But they do have some young players who can make an impact in August, and especially in the pitching department as well. That, for me, is a good August sign.
Yeah, Austin Slater has just been a tremendous asset to this team over the past week. And when you consider what's happened, Brandon Belt going down with the hyperextended knee, Pablo Sandoval tearing his hamstring, the Giants don't have another first baseman. And here's Austin Slater, who played maybe 10 to 15 games at first base in his minor league career, and he's handled the position so well, done a nice job defensively. But at the plate, he's forcing the issue, and he's doing everything he can to stay in the lineup when this team does get healthy, if and when that happens. And so Slater hitting well over 300, a great on-base percentage. He's been patient and just a nice approach at the plate. He's never going to hit a ton of home runs, but he goes the other way well, a doubles guy. And then you talked about fresh legs, Marty, and you're really seeing it, I believe, in not just Steven Duggar and the way he plays center field, but you're seeing it in Derek Rodriguez on the mound. And, legs are so important for a pitcher because they provide your momentum going toward home plate. He's strong. He's built sturdily. Reminds you a little bit of Matt Cain, just with the way he throws, and he's aggressive in the strike zone, and so that arm is fresh and those legs are fresh, and he threw 112 pitches in that win the other day in San Diego, and I think that Rodriguez is going to be the most important starter on this staff moving forward just for the rest of the season, as long as you're considering what he's given the team and how important his starts have been, because they win when he pitches.
Were you surprised they didn't make any moves? Now, we haven't talked to you since last Saturday, I think, because you had the marathon on Sunday. Congratulations, by the way, for running that here. But it was a half a marathon, so half congratulations to you. Thank you.
Well, I'll just say thanks, then.
Right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. But looking at what's going on with Suarez and everybody else, How about Suarez, what he has done?
You know, Suarez has been great since June 1st. A 3.23 ERA in June and July. He really started to find himself, was aggressive in the strike zone. The off-speed got a little sharper. I think that breaking ball was a better pitch for him. But I am a little concerned to see how he performs as the calendar, you know, moves to August and September, because he hasn't pitched this deep into the season. And he doesn't worry me as much, or he worries me a little more than Rodriguez, because Rodriguez is physically built. He looks like a pitcher who's durable and can go seven, even eight innings any time out there, whereas Suarez is a slider guy, more of the Tim Lincecum body type. And so you're concerned when his innings get beyond anything he's ever thrown before. And so I think it's going to be quite fascinating to see how he adapts to this late season push that the Giants will have, because he's playing such a critical role on this staff.
Well, that's why I want to ask you that question first. And I'll go back to what the original question was. Were you surprised they didn't do anything? Because with that in mind, and I know Suarez, you wonder, and you certainly have to wonder a little bit about Holland. Can he make it through a season? Are you surprised they didn't pick up a pitcher on July 31st?
A little bit. I think that Matt Harvey, even though he hasn't had great numbers for the Reds, would have been a fit, just because he can go out there and throw five or six innings every fifth day, and he would have been essentially free for the Giants. They would have been paying the minimum salary after he was DFA'd by the Mets earlier this year, and they can't add anyone with any significant salaries at this point as they try to stay under the luxury tax threshold and the disabled list time piles up. But I was a little bit surprised that they didn't try to add a veteran starter who could just come in and throw every fifth day, because they knew Cueto's situation heading into the trade deadline. They understood that Tommy John was likely, and they know that Samardzija's situation isn't progressing right now. They continue to say that he'll throw bullpens, but they have not given any updates on whether he's going to begin a rehab assignment shortly, and you have to imagine that'll be at least two, three starts before they want to mix him back into the rotation. So we're talking September for Jeff Samardzija, and to navigate through this playoff push, you need another arm.
Yeah, I agree. And I've said it during the week. We did our podcast this week, Mid-Inning Relief, and it's on iTunes and different places. I said it. I thought they needed a hitter for sure, and I would have done everything I could. I'm going to ask you this. The Giants are very conservative, and I realize the 197, they've been dancing around that for almost a year now, of making sure they don't go over that that tax threshold. But you've got to be aggressive at some point and figure out a way to move salary. If you need a hitter, if you need a Matt Harvey, and you say, well, I can't get it because of the salary. If you're competing and you're five back in the loss column and you've got 2 months to go and you got some young people playing, how do you not force the issue and make sure you deal some of these veterans, even if it's a veteran that has to go with a big prospect so the money goes with them? How do you not do that? How do you sit back and not do that?
Oh, look, Marty, I agree with you, and they've answered the question about $197 million, the competitive balance tax threshold. You're right, ever since last December when they were contemplating whether to go over it and splurge on Giancarlo Stanton, and they were willing to do that. The trade was in place, but they've tried to dance around it all season, and they're just under it right now. But to me, I think you need to go over. If you're serious about making this playoff push, if you're dead set on contending in the National League West, and you know that your roster has some shortcomings on it, you need to go out and be aggressive and try to do everything in your power to get to the playoffs. Because if you get there, you've got a Bumgarner, and you know you never know what can happen. And so you will make up that money in the future. Believe me, there will be opportunities. AT&T Park is paid off. The Warriors are coming down to that area. There's going to be plenty of chances for the Giants to make money over the next 10 to 20 years. I think they need to go for it and be more aggressive, even if it means going past the tax.
Well, I would have figured out a way to move Hunter Pence, to move Sam Dyson, to move somebody that has money. And if you've got to send some minor leaguers along with it to get rid of that money, I would have done it. And that's what bothers me about it, seeing Dozier go to the Dodgers or not picking up a Mike Fiers in Detroit or Harvey, and then complaining about the starting pitching. So that's how I feel today. But we'll talk tomorrow. It is a right-hander Buchholz going today. I'll leave you with this. Every time a right-hander pitches against the Giants, I want Alan Hansen in the lineup somewhere.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
And so we'll talk tomorrow morning and see what they do with the lineup today. But you cannot have this guy coming off the bench when righties pitch. I'm sorry. He has got to play.
Yeah, he's a spark, and he's just like Austin Slater in that he seems to find a way. And I know Hanson's numbers off the bench are unbelievable. 8-for-15 now as a pinch hitter. But, you know, you can get him in the starting lineup. He's hitting right-handers well over 300, and he provides speed that no one else on this team and really very few other people in baseball have. And so you need to use that to your advantage.
All right. Now, we're looking forward to your tweet at 2:45, believe me, on the Posey situation. And one last thing before you go. Does Ty Block stick around? He was great last night, and he was great the night before. Does he stick around, or do they send him out?
Well, that's the big question is, do they bring in one pitcher? Do they bring in two? Block's thrown multiple innings for two nights in a row. So if you're destined or if you're trying to get fresh, he's got to be a guy you consider optioning just because they already have used an option for him this year. And so as well as he pitched the last two nights, he would seem to be the guy if they wanted to bring in two arms that would get out.
Yeah, that's too bad because he pitched great the last couple of times. Really good. But it would be for 10 days, so we'll see what happens there. Right? Yeah, we'll look forward to your tweet, believe me, at 2:45. I'll leave you with this. Don't answer it, but we'll talk about it tomorrow. I'm going to talk about it on the postgame. Who's the better free agent pickup or the additional pickup, McCutchen or Longoria? Which one was the better one? You don't have to answer it now, but that's one I want to think about. I'll tell you one thing about Longoria. He's got a powerful bat, powerful. And as far as a fielder, I can't. It's like he's using an iron glove. I can't believe it. I cannot believe what this guy has done as a fielder for a Gold Glover. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. Have a great evening. Stay cool, and I look forward to speaking with you tomorrow. It should be an interesting night for baseball. A lot of moves, and we'll catch you on Twitter. Thanks, Kerry.
All right, Marty. Thank you.
Yeah, very good. Boy, KO_Crowley on Twitter. So about an hour from now, hour 10 minutes from now, those tweets will start flying out, and we'll find out what the Giants did. All right, more coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.